A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man, going on a journey, called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." The one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." And the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Do you not then have put my money in the bank? I've got it back with interest on my return. Now then, take the talent from him and give it to one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where they be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. My condolences to all the Trojan fans out there, okay? And congratulations to all the Bruins. Still love each other after the game, all right? You know, a few years ago, I decided to no longer buy my family Christmas gifts, and it's not because I'm cheap, okay? But I found is we started just giving each other gift cards and stuff that we really didn't need. So one of the things I decided to do is, instead of buying Christmas gifts, was to take my family one-on-one to experience something, whether it's a sporting event or a concert. And I have to say, that's been really, really good to choose to spend time with my loved ones. But one of my siblings, my younger sister, when I ask her, "Where do you want to go this year?" her answer is always, "I don't care." But of all of my siblings, deep down, she's the one who cares the most. Because if she doesn't like it, you could tell on her expression right away. But this year, she made it very easy for me. Her favorite artist, her favorite singer is Mariah Carey. Now, you know who she is, right? You know, she's the one that sings "All I Want for Christmas Is You," and we've heard that 5 million times already, right? So last Friday, I got on a bus here at Pasadena. I did the Hollywood Bowl park and ride, and my sister got on a bus in Torrance, and we met at the Hollywood Bowl for the Mariah Carey Christmas concert. My little sister was very, very excited, you know. I like Mariah Carey, too. I'm a 90s kid, you know. And so the concert was to start at 7:30, and being that I'm much closer than my sister. I got there very early. Our bus got there like at 5:30, and the gates didn't open till 6. My little sister got there about 6:30, and you should have seen the smile on her face. She was so excited, you know, to see her favorite person, Mariah Carey. And, you know, for L.A., it was cold. It was actually below 80 degrees, right? So we were all freezing. It actually rained a little bit. And concert 7:30, but you know, concerts never start on time, right? But by 8:30, Mariah Carey was not out yet, right? And I was getting a little impatient, right? A little annoyed. But when she finally came out from the back, you know, we had a really good time. And my sister was happy, I was happy. And to see the joy of people's faces, to be gathered with people that they love. But what would have happened if she didn't come out? People would have been upset, right? We paid money. We want to see your talents, your gifts. We know that she's a wonderful singer. We want to hear that. So can you imagine how others around us are impacted when we don't use our God-given talents and gifts? When you and I choose not to serve the Lord, when you and I choose to sit on the sideline and to not come forward and to bring those gifts to other people. So each and every one of you, listen to me, each and every one of you has God-given talents and gifts. And we're different for a reason. God has blessed us with this beautiful gift of diversity. And together, we build up the body of Christ. But when we choose to do nothing, that's not just impacting ourselves, that's impacting those around us. So, my friends, what holiday do we celebrate this Thursday as a nation? What is it called?
Thanksgiving.
We all have a lot to be grateful for, do we not? Each and every one of us. Our lives are a gift from God. And the way we show gratitude to God is choosing to follow Him and to serve Him. So as we prepare to celebrate this Thanksgiving holiday this Thursday, how appropriate that we hear this gospel today, where our Lord challenges us to dedicate our lives to Him and to not hide and to do nothing. So we need to show one another. We first of all need to show gratitude every day. How often it is when we ask each other, how are you doing? What do we often hear? A list of complaints of what's not going right, correct? So what I want us to do right now is to pause and reflect upon what and who are you thankful for. Let's do that right now. Could you imagine if you called those people up today and said, I'm thankful for you. I'm so blessed to have you in my life. Or if today people after Mass came up to you and said, how are you doing? You said, I'm blessed, and this is why. We need to show that gratitude. We're all guilty of griping too much, myself included, right? Show that gratitude to the world. Don't hide it. We also need to show the world that we trust in Jesus. That no matter how scary the news could be, how hard our lives may be at the moment, we're going to show the world that we trust in Jesus through our prayer life, through doing good works, by coming to Mass on Sunday. We're going to show the world that we trust in our Lord, no matter what is going on. We also need to show the world our enthusiasm and joy for being a Catholic. None of us should wake up on Sunday and go, oh darn, it's Sunday, I have to go to Holy Family. I have to hear Father Ricky preach and wonder, when is he going to wrap it up? Right? I love when you guys see each other at Mass, because you all sit in the same pew year after year, do you not? God forbid if somebody sits in your spots, you know. But you all greet each other. You're genuinely excited to see each other. That says a lot about you. Bring that joy, not to just those you know, but reach out to that parishioner that maybe you've never introduced yourself to. Bring that joy of Jesus to your workplace. Bring the joy of Christ, you know, out in the road when you let somebody in. The world needs to see the joy of Christ. And how is the world going to see it if we choose not to show the joy? And finally, we as disciples of Christ need to show our holiness to one another. We need to choose to do better. I was so proud yesterday. We had so many people here for confession. And 80% of them were actually from our parish. I was so happy, right? Because I do ask, you know. I'm starting to learn the cast here at Holy Family, right? But I thought, wonderful. So we can't think that we're works in progress, that we're done. We're works in progress of the day we die. We need to continue to be growing. But we can't grow in our holiness if we're not going to frequent confession. So show the world around you how holy you are by choosing to do better. So this Thursday, we're going to gather around, God willing, with people that we love. But let's be honest, sometimes the holidays are tough because we are around people that we love, right? And sometimes their patience is tested. So show the love of Jesus to those around you. And if we do that every day, we're going to live out this gospel. So every single one of you has something to offer the world. And when we die, God willing, God is going to tell you, thank you for loving me, and thank you for sharing your gifts with the world. So my friends, how are you using your life in service of Jesus and those around you? Let's reflect upon that right now. How are you using your life in service of Jesus and those around you?